U.S. Chamber of Commerce President apologizes for picture with white people in Native American headdress. By Jacob Bliss on March 25, 2022. U.S. Chamber of Commerce, USCC, President Suzanne Clark, who previously advocated for the infrastructure bill, sent an email to her staff apologizing for her momentary lapse in judgment when she posted a photo of herself on social media smiling alongside two white women in Native American headdresses. Clark sent an email to her staff, first shared by Ryan Grimm of The Intercept, explaining her momentary lapses in judgment. Sick, during her vacation when she took a picture with two white women wearing Native American headdresses. The Democrat-aligned chamber president indicated that she was deeply sorry for her mistake since headdresses hold deep meaning for Native Americans. On Thursday, Breitbart News first wrote the story that showed the picture Clark posted on her private Instagram account, also released by Grimm. This all comes after Disney apologized for having a Native American dance routine performed by a drill team at the company's Florida theme park after the Cherokee Nation denounced the performance. Forbes reported last week. The drill team from Port Neches Groves High School in Port Neches, Texas, known as the Indianettes, drew outrage for its performance at Magic Kingdom Park in Walt Disney World this week, which featured drill team members performing movements criticized for perpetuating racial stereotypes against Native Americans while chanting, "Scalp 'em, Indians, scalp 'em." In a letter responding to a video posted on social media of the routine, Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. condemned the routine by calling it a stereotypical depiction of the tribe. School leaders need educating on cultural appropriateness, should apologize for continuing to ignore our requests to stop, and need to make swift changes to correct these offensive displays across their school district, the nation said. Disney spokesperson Jackie Waller said the performance did not reflect our core values, and we regret it took place, adding it was not consistent with the audition tape the school provided. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.